So I'm a Congolese. I came from Congo. Since 2001, I went to Kenya. And before I went to Kenya, some people wanted to kill me because of the word of God. So the way the war came in our country since 1996. And then the soldiers were coming from Rwanda and came into Congo to invade Congo. So there were some milice or people who were like rebels who were there. They were using witchcraft. They pour water on them, and even though you can come and shoot them, the bullet could not penetrate their body because of the witchcraft. So people were believing in them, saying that, okay, they came to deliver us. But I was telling people, no, even though they can do that, but we have only one person who can deliver our country. It's only God. Those people are using witchcraft. That's why that way. But for me, I tell you that it's not good to believe in them because they are evil. So those people knew. Somebody went to tell them about what I'm saying. So they came in my house, they want to kill me. They came with a knife, they wanted to stab me on my neck, and I did like this, and the knife entered here. So after that, they took me and they went with me in the big forest. It was at night. I didn't know where we are. I didn't know the way where we are going to. And then in the middle of the night, they left me. They heard voices of some people passing by, and then they left me with somebody, and then the other people went to look for those people. And then after some 2 or 3 minutes, that guy went to ease himself. And when I saw that he went to ease himself, I said, oh God, help me, I'm gonna run. If they're gonna shoot me, let me die, but I'm gonna try. May your will be done. So I ran away. I ran, and then I heard them talking that, where is he? So I hid myself. And when I was somewhere hidden, so I was there, not breathing, not doing any movement, and then they passed by and went. So until in the morning, I saw the light coming. And then I looked around and I didn't see anybody. After that, so I saw somewhere a smoke coming out from the house. I said, that must be a house. I went there and I see the owner of that house. I said, please help me. I don't know where I am now. And he told me, he told me the name of that place. I know the place. It was like 70 kilometers from my house. And then he gave me money. He said, okay, take this money and pay your fare and go home. And he gave me that money. I got home for 10 minutes. And I told them that they wanted to kill me, but I'm alive. And now I'm not staying here. I'm going to another province. And then I went to another province. That province was called Goma. When I was in Goma, I was there for 2 days. I saw a guy who is a truck driver. So he wanted to go to Kenya. And I told him, please, can you help me? Because I don't have any money, but I want to go to Kenya because people are after my life. And he told me, no problem, I can bring you there because we went to school together. And then he gave me that ride from Goma to Kenya. But when we get to the border, he stands up, he stops, and then he told me to go to the carriage at the back in the container there, so that when we get to the border, we can go without any problem. Nobody can know that I'm there because they know that trailer is empty. We go from Goma to Rwanda. After Rwanda, we go to Uganda. After Uganda, and then we get to Kenya. By the grace of God, I go to Kenya. I stayed in Kenya. After 2 years, it's when my family knew that I'm in Kenya. After 2 months, I called them saying that, okay, I'm now in Kenya. Don't be afraid, I'm alive and I'm in Kenya.